Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Radio.com.
Radio.com. It's Friday.
Welcome back. A little disappointed. So Dono is in the other room, he and Josh are talking. He said, I listened to Jason from 954, Steak 954, and he said he can't come on and be honest.
What do you mean?
Like, he can't be honest where somebody might, where he goes, yeah, we're really disappointed, or that's BS. Did you think that too, Hollywood?
I think maybe you're right.
We
did a poll, Joe. Like, I mean, almost 2,000 people weighed in, and like 85% said it's disrespectful to order ketchup at a steakhouse. Like, I wouldn't expect the chef to come on and rip anyone.
So it'd be a little disappointing, as nice as our steaks are, that somebody put ketchup on it.
I just, again, I don't know why you would drown out like a nice piece of meat like that with a crummy condiment like ketchup.
But doesn't make a lot of sense. I said this yesterday, and I appreciate the poll, and it was like 80-20. But if I was a chef, I wouldn't care what you put on it either, as long as you're buying it, man. As long as we're putting up big numbers and people, you know, we're in business and I got a job. I'm guessing those guys make, Jason and those guys make pretty good money.
I'm sure they do.
So, like,
and Jason made a good point.
No, but they probably take a lot of pride in what they do, though. Like, you don't get to that point working at a great restaurant like that by just, you know, being, oh, yeah, I'm happy that people are buying it.
But
the pride comes from the plate.
When that plate comes out and sits in front of you and the customer looks at it, that's where the pride comes
from. But you can eat anything if it's covered in ketchup. Like, if the guy served a shoe, you could probably eat it covered in ketchup.
But I don't know if I could eat a shoe.
But Hollywood, the other problem, you're not talking, there's lots of competition in these steakhouses. We got a lot of good steakhouses.
Yeah, there are.
I know people that only like certain, like Ruth Chris.
Yep.
Morton's.
Right.
I'm leaving a lot. There's a lot of good ones.
There's plenty down here, and there's plenty. Capital Grill, there's plenty.
Great steak. Prime 112, if you're like, you know, you want to be seen. And like those kind of places, like there's.
They're all really good, though. Every one of them are really good.
But they all have competition. They know, like, if I don't go to your steakhouse, I've got some others where, to be honest, our steaks are pretty damn, they're all this pretty close. Like, at some point, if you're all getting the same cows and you're getting right quality
of
steaks.
They probably have different cows.
You know what I mean by this, but just.
My thing is, like, what does it matter which restaurant you eat at if you're just going to cover it in ketchup?
You're so wrapped up in this ketchup thing. Yeah. I don't think if one guy, first of all, you act like there's a lot of people, 90-something percent of people never put ketchup on a nice steak.
Yeah.
This guy's a different, he's a different bird to start with.
Yeah, of course.
I like my meat the way I like it.
That's right. That's exactly the point. It's a funny drop, but it's exactly the way he feels. And to be honest with you, if you ask him 100 times, it's not a joke. I literally saw him get the ketchup, and he was just throwing it in the air, showing everybody that I'm doing this.
And
he says he does it all the time.
And they're in the business, like, so a guy puts ketchup on, and say you're one of those people, and you're upset. Go, sir, this is absolutely embarrassing that you're putting ketchup on this steak. We order these damn nice steaks, and you're putting this ketchup on there. How dare you do this? It's embarrassing. Now, that guy leaves and says, you're not going to believe how we were treated. Don't ever go there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're getting ripped. And next thing you know, ever done anything negative? And next thing you know, you're made out to be one of the worst. Oh, my God. You ought to hear how rude they are there.
Because they can't do that.
They can't do it.
They can't do it. You're not going to go to a restaurant where somebody kicks you out for not eating it the way the chef wanted. As much as we say he can't come out here and say, you know, Chef Jason come out and say, oh, you know, I want you to eat it the way. He can't. Because you know what happens? Like Joe said, no one goes back to the restaurant. The restaurant gets shut down. But let them buy your $80 steaks and let them put mayonnaise on it for all they care.
But even if that guy says, because he's mad, and he and his wife walk out of there and they're mad and they leave the steak and they walk out and now they're telling everybody and their story changes a little bit what it's about.
How disrespectful they were.
And like, don't go to that arrogant, pompous steak. There's nobody
to
turn
the guy
down.
Out, but like, it's just weird. Like, we're sitting at that really nice restaurant with Josh. We're all dressed up except for Channing. Like, everyone's wearing nice clothes. And this guy, guy's ordering his food like he's sitting at a hot dog stand.
What's funnier, the ketchup part or literally Channing walking in and Lenny the Leader and all of us looking and going, what the hell is Channing wearing? Like, we got that email. It said, do not wear shorts.
I mean, it looked like he was going to play pickup ball.
It looked like Channing. He came from a pickup ball game, not going to play. It looked like he walked in from working out.
That's his style, though. It's okay.
It is. Like, you're right.
That's what he does.
Honestly.
I wear shoes.
Here was my thought on that message that Lynn got a little carried away on this whole thing to start with. Mm-hmm. Way too many rules and regulations to show up. Yeah. So I was glad Channing did that. Yeah. To me, it was like, way to go, Channing.
Channing's a trendsetter.
What was Lynn going to say to Channing?
Nothing. Get out.
I'm glad you're here is all he should have said.
Yeah. Well, it was a little strange to send out a dress code to all of us, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I can only imagine Joe Rose opening that email of like someone telling you what to wear to an event. You do events all the time.
I was about half embarrassed that Lynn told us how to dress and not to wear a logo. I go, what, am I on TV? No logo.
Chan walks in with shorts, a Muhammad Ali shirt or whatever it was, like a Nike stripe. Like, it was when he walked in, we're literally all standing at the front by like the little stage that we made.
Hey, listen, and on top of that, he was late. God bless him. He did the whole package.
He did. He was late. So in the email, it said, don't be late. Don't wear shorts. Don't wear a logo T-shirt.
Well, you were late, too.
Yeah, I know. And so was Hawk. We were all late.
All right.
I was only 4 or 5 minutes late. Channing was
Joe was early, by the way.
Joe showed up right after the show. Yeah, of course. Len pointed that out to me like 3 times when I walked in late.
At the end of the day, he is a company man. He was early.
That's what I say. He's the big stick. This guy.
You guys.
He's got to show up.
He didn't pull a power move.
Yeah. No, you guys are such idiots.
I show up late. It's like, Joe Rose is here early. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. Len, I'm sorry. Joe's looking for more commercials.
Let me tell you, really, I'm trying really hard to get along with the boss.
I know you are.
I have not done
very
well.
We like the effort. The effort is there, and we like it. Thank you.
Try really hard.
I don't know about that.
Huh? And you don't know if I'm trying really hard?
Yeah, I don't think I'd go that far. It's not a top
I got a little carried
list.
Away. Well, I love the fact, so Jason comes on, and so Donald goes, he couldn't tell the truth. He can't tell the truth. He can't tell you how bad it is and how embarrassing. Because what's he going to say? Come on and say that. And then somebody's going, well, I was going to go there, but I'm not going there. I didn't like that guy's attitude.
Listen, Jason said that the way he prefers, you know, to how he eats it. But he can't make someone else eat the way he wants. All Jason cares about is making a nice plate of food for you and you paying for it and leaving. Having a good time and coming back a second, a third, a fourth, like Joe Rose, a 10th, a 11th, a 12th time. That's it. Like, these guys are not, you are not going to find a guy. I don't care how many people text in and say, my buddy's a chef and he will throw you out of his restaurant. Baloney.
I agree.
Baloney.
I agree.
It'll never happen. You won't have a business. You want to know a bad business model? Go after some of our texters. I will, if I cook my steak for someone and they ask for a medium, well, I'll feed it to the dogs. Great. And your restaurant will be closed in a month. Hallelujah. Congratulations.
He did say he would prefer, like, you know.
Prefer is one thing.
But there's still, like, if you want that thing so dry,
then do it. You're paying for it. You can have whatever you want. You
but
want ketchup on it?
That is him being polite, but basically saying that I would be incredibly disrespected if someone did that.
I don't know if
that's
it's
what it came off to as me.
Let's just say if you.
And Dono, because Dono texted me during the interview. That's how it came off to me.
If you had a restaurant, nobody would go, though.
That's right.
And it's not a shot. It's your whole attitude. Yes. Like, people would go. That guy, no matter how good a chef he is, he rubs me the wrong way.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Grand. Quick
oh,
closing.
Oh, tonight's our grand opening. I'm sorry, after 4 days of being up, we don't have any more customers left. And
you think you'd be a little
stuffy
there?
Yelp reviews There's only one good one, and it came from some random name on here. I think it actually might be the head chef.
By the way,
Hollywood.
And if you have a restaurant and you're doing good, like most restaurants I go to, they're good. I find good in everything. You know, if the beer is cold and certain things. Like,
listen, the service can be bad at a place, and the food's good, and you still but I go never, back, or you might not because of that.
How about these guys get these comments? I think a lot of people look when they're going, hey, let's go there. But let's find out what people are saying. I don't want to do that because my wife and I just had this conversation. She looks at comments, reviews. I said, why do you do that?
It's Hollywood. Hollywood does
she goes, thing. She goes, well, I want to know what I go, because those are the same people. The negative Nancys of the
that's
world.
That's not true. Not every
yeah, they
is
do.
Negative. That is not
the,
true.
The negative people don't go, well, that was a bad experience. I'm done. Let's let you know. And then they go home and they forget about it. No, they got to go home. They got to feel it out. I'm going to make sure I try to ruin their lives. And by the way, 14 other things during the day I'm negative about too.
Hollywood.
If I write positive reviews, then anyone can
then
write
that's
positive
rarity.
Reviews.
It's a rarity if you write a positive review. You've ripped places for not having stuff for your kid.
It happens all the time. I write a lot of positive reviews. I like to support local businesses.
I'd have to see evidence. I'd have to see evidence to believe that.
Everywhere you go, and we have, I had somebody that worked at NBC, a couple, and here there's somebody too. They got a dark cloud over their head. I always talk about that dark cloud over their head. Hey, man, it's Friday. It's great. Yeah, you're done at 10. Okay. And then, hey, how you doing today? Fine. She walks by me. Oh, jeez. Whoa. Is it me? They go, no, she's like that with everybody.
Oh, good.
So, you know, I'm not saying names or anything, but he just, like, I always wonder, like, are they happier at night? Is there somebody they're with that makes them happier or just?
I guess when Hollywood leaves, he's in a better mood. Dark cloud comes
off.
See,
I just like this text. Is there an ass Joe doesn't kiss? That's a good text.
Wow.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
That might have come in from Hollywood, to be honest.
Is there an ass I don't?
You got to keep it real sometimes.
Mm. Is there an ass that I don't kiss? Yeah, whoever sent that, I'm not kissing your ass, jerky.
There it is.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I won't do that. I'm trying to think.
How come you pointed that one out and not the one that says, Joe is right, if Hollywood had a restaurant, no one would go? But it's more because nobody likes Hollywood in general, not a steak take.
I like my meat the way I like it.
If the lead guy is not nice, that food is people aren't going to go. There's too many choices. So way to go, Jason. I would have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. I'd have come on here, and Chef Joe Rose joins us this morning. Hey, however they want to do it, you're spending a lot of money. We want to make sure, no matter what, we want to make sure you have a great experience. Mm-hmm. You can join us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota, text line 56022. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will join us when we come back. So we'll jump into everything with everything going on in the National Football League, including what he thinks about Devin Hester's chances of ever being in the Hall of Fame as the best, at least stat-wise, the best kickoff and punt return.
And what he did in the NFL, he was the best at it. If that can't get you into the Hall of Fame, then that's a debate. That's a real bad. I'm not on that
we
side.
We haven't been real nice
to
specialty players.
I know, but we haven't also had a Devin Hester type.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, Friday morning, 9 o'clock hour. Time to bring on our buddy Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Mike, we are doing great. Mike, totally away from some of the stuff you have that's really good that we want to talk about, including Carson Wentz in just a second. Specialist getting into the Hall of Fame, Devin Hester, University of Miami player down here who's from South Florida. A Hall of Famer at some point? Or no?
I think so, just because, number one, it's such a unique position that isn't represented in the Hall of Fame. And I think that he was so dominant at the position. You know, he's one of those guys that you game planned against, that you prepared for, that you tried to avoid putting yourself in a position where you're going to lose the game because of him. I think the impact he had, the records he set, I think he'll have a spot at some point.
Yeah, the Devin Hester situation with us, I just said there's two place kickers in the Hall of Fame. There's a punter in the Hall of Fame. He was just the best at what he did. I know that he didn't have a position. He didn't play DB. He wasn't a wide receiver, or he wasn't whatever they tried to make him do. But what he did, he was the best. He's not a first ballot guy probably, but he's got to get in for what he did, how many touchdowns he scored, and how much he changed the game for the Bears all those seasons.
You know, I remember the story that Tony Dungy tells before Super Bowl 41 in Miami when the Colts were playing the Bears. They had decided that they were not going to kick to Devin Hester. They weren't going to put themselves in position to let Hester beat them. And then the night before the game, he said, you know, you can't run scared. We're kicking it to him. And they did. And he scored a touchdown on the first kickoff.
Right.
But the Colts managed to overcome that.
Hey, we want to ask you about the 18 game. Everybody's got strong opinions. Well, the players will want 18 regular season games because they make a couple extra high-end paychecks and not preseason paychecks. And others are going, no, it's too long. These guys are getting banged up with 16. How the hell are we going to play 18? How do you think when it's all said and done, whether it's the NFLPA or the owners, you think they get 18 games, Mike?
I think the owners want 18 games badly enough to do what they have to do to get 18 games. Phil Simms earlier this week said that he thinks the players want 18 games. He then clarified that to a point that I think is accurate, the idea that they eventually will take it. They may not want it, but they're eventually going to take it because the owners want it badly enough. And the players have done a nice job of positioning themselves to get the best possible deal they can at the bargaining table because they've managed to make the owners think they don't want 18 games. And you know, here's the argument that I would make if I was arguing this on behalf of the owners. I would go get highlights from games in the 70s, 80s, and 90s because there's a level of brutality and violence that the game used to have that it just doesn't have anymore, and I think it screams out. When you just watch any of the old games, the hits, the unnecessary hits that were applied to players, guys, you know, the cleaning up of the pile, the helmet-to-helmet hit that just blows a guy up that now you get suspended for, if not immediately ejected. I think the game has become so much safer in that regard. You could make a very persuasive argument that if those guys played 16 games a year under those rules, you can play 18 games under today's rules.
I got to ask you about the Todd Gurley stuff. I just went on ProFootballTalk.com and I see Rams radio analyst says Todd Gurley was playing through injury all season long. What is that about? And is that going to impact, you know, maybe after Saquon Barkley, anyone paying running backs this much money to be their number one guy?
Well, what happened last year, late in the season, Todd Gurley's knee swelled up and they held him out of the final two regular season games. He was never quite the same in the postseason. And they admitted along the way that he did have swelling, spontaneous swelling in the knee that was surgically repaired back in 2014 with an ACL tear. He had that spontaneous swelling after week one, Monday night game against the Raiders, but they claimed it all went away. They claimed he was fine, but according to Maurice Jones-Drew, he wasn't fine, and he was dealing with it all year. Not on the injury report. Now, he didn't miss any games because of it. I don't know what his practice participation was. Sometimes guys get the veteran day off when they're actually secretly injured. But look, here's the reality. They paid Todd Gurley a ton of money. He's clearly now moving into a phase of his career where he can't be the workhorse. When you have to worry about that knee,
right,
when he's talking about losing weight and playing at 218, so there's less of a load on that knee, he's not going to earn the money that he's been given by the Rams, and there's going to be regret there. This is the danger of having all your eggs in one basket.
That's right.
Tailback. You end up having to pay the guy a ton of money, and there's a chance that you end up paying not for what he's going to do in the future, for what he's done in the past.
Mike, those days of the one horse going over 2,000 yards, and we talk about how great it is and the numbers are great, but my God, it shortens careers. And this is a great example of it and of what a lot of teams and why a lot of teams have two and three running backs, and you don't know. If you're playing for Belichick, you've seen how that is. There might be four or five guys, whether they fumble or they get a little nicked up, you don't know, but there's going to be a lot of guys playing. I think we're just going to see more of that, Mike, in the future.
Well, but right now, but look, you got Saquon Barkley with the Giants. You got Ezekiel Elliott with the Cowboys. You've got who else is floating around out there that falls into workhorse tailback category? I feel like there's three or four of them, but you're right. They burn brightly for a short period of time, and then they begin to fall off. And the problem is they start to fall off after you've paid them. That's what happened with Sean Alexander. when the Seahawks finally paid him after the 2005 season when he was the MVP, they couldn't wait to get rid of him. Yeah. He immediately fell off the next season.
I've had this talk with Kenyon Drake, who wants that role, and I'm like, Kenyon, man, like, you get it, and then you get banged up, and then you don't get anything versus, he goes, yeah, but you're part-time back, then you get part-time money. And so that's the argument and why all these guys want to be, I mean, I get it, why you want to be the guy, and the coach is thinking, I want to keep you both healthy and not put too much on you, because the days of the Ricky Williams amount of carries is a tough one, man, for sure.
Anyway. Yeah, I agree with you. And I think Saquon Barkley's a guy who can do it, though. I think he can stay healthy, and I think he can stay productive for a long time. He just seems to be built that way, but we'll see. It's easy to say that when he's entering his second year. Let's see how he's doing when he's entering year number 10.
Right.
Mike, were the Eagles kind of forced to do the big deal for Carson Wentz? Do you think that they wouldn't want to give him that much money? He's a little bit injured and didn't play. Wasn't the Super Bowl quarterback for them. Wasn't even really the quarterback the next year when they got into the playoffs either. Were they just kind of forced into that situation?
Well, no, they weren't really forced into anything because he's only 3 years in. They could have waited another year. This was a calculated risk by both sides. The Eagles buying lower than what they think they would have had to pay if he had been great this year, if he stays healthy all year long, if he stays healthy all year long, this could be a Super Bowl team again. And the price goes up dramatically for Carson Wentz if you wait a year. So they're buying kind of low, even though the numbers seem really high because we hear 4 years, $32 million per year, which is number four in new money average. Here's the reality, though. He was already under contract for two more years at about 26.7. The total value of this deal at signing is $25.5 million per year for 6 years. He's committed for 6 years. This is one of the criticisms that we had of the Xavien Howard contract. When you commit for 6 years at a time when a new CBA is coming, new TV deals are coming, we still don't know how much more money gambling is going to interject into the overall flow of salary cap space, but we assume it's going to be significant. Why would you commit for 6 years? And when you do, you better be ready to deal with that contract 3 years from now, when you're middle of the pack at best, because the cap keeps going up and you keep getting leapfrogged. And, you know, I think the Eagles are going to hope that Carson Wentz understands that when he is the 20th paid quarterback right in the NFL 3 years from now. So I think, you know, I think it was a – because here's the thing, too. Carson Wentz can say, well, I want this, I want that. Once they put it on the table, you have to say no to it. You have to be willing to say no to it. And most guys aren't willing to say no to that because there's always that risk you're going to have an Alex Smith type of an injury and you never make the kind of money that you turned your nose up at.
Oh, like Carson Wentz already had two bad ones. Hey, the other guy, Goff, what's he do now that he sees this? Does he push to get a deal done or does he go, you know what, I'm going to take a chance with my quarterback-friendly coach and see if I can't get more? How's he treat it?
I think the Rams at some point have to look at Jared Goff and ask themselves, especially if he wants Carson Wentz money or more, they need to ask themselves, can we get the same kind of production out of a young quarterback, a cheap quarterback, a quarterback who just happens to be a guy who can learn and flourish from Sean McVay? How much of Goff is created by McVay, and how transferable is what Goff does to another quarterback? I think those are all fair questions. At some point, one of these teams is going to say, we're not paying you what you want. And Washington did that a few years ago with Kirk Cousins, who did the franchise tag game and then got big money on the open market. But I could see the Rams eventually say to Jared Goff, we're just not going to do it. Here's what we're going to pay you. You either take it or you don't. And if you don't, we'll find somebody else. And someone's going to be that guy. And I think it could be Jared Goff. The thing that still sticks in my craw, Brandon Cooks wide open third quarter of the Super Bowl, on a play they ran in the first half where Cooks was wide open and Goff didn't see him.
Nope.
He didn't see him the second time either. You know, he had a half-hour halftime for Super Bowl 53 and all Super Bowls now with that long halftime performance. I'd love to know, and I'm sure we never will know, what kind of conversations McVay and Goff had. Did they say, hey, you know what, we called this play? Cooks was wide open. You didn't see him. We're going to call it again. You're going to hit him this time, right? And maybe Goff just didn't. You know, it's a championship moment, and you can argue Goff didn't rise up to it. And if that's bouncing around in McVay's brain, it may make him more likely to say, when it's time to pay Goff or go in a different direction, we're just going to go in a different direction.
Mike, what's the story with Trent Williams and the Redskins? That's one of the weirdest things I see pop up out of nowhere. What happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is something I had heard some stuff about, but I wasn't able to nail it down. But when he didn't show up for mandatory minicamp, that's when we posted that there's a concern there regarding the care that he received from the team's training staff, physicians, whatever. He's just not happy. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know whether he has grounds to be happy or unhappy, but he's not happy, and he reportedly wants out. CBS has reported he wants to be traded or released, and he's got teammates who are kind of, you know, in a roundabout way vouching for him and saying it's about time somebody stands up. But he had like that brain tumor, head tumor, something like that, and he's just not happy with how the team handled it, and it's gotten him to a point where he wants out. And I think they hope the passage of time, maybe he'll calm down. But for now, his mindset is, I want out.
All right, and last question before we let you go. I'm assuming you might be a steak guy, right? You like go out to a steak restaurant once in a while. I like to enjoy a steak.
I like making steak at my house.
Okay.
Too, but yes, absolutely.
All right, so you put ketchup on steak? Would you ever put ketchup on steak?
I would only put ketchup on steak if it was so overcooked that was the only way to eat it.
Okay.
And I was so hungry that there was nothing else that I could eat other than my shoe leather steak with ketchup on.
Okay, so then let me do everything for it. You have a nice petite filet. You have a little salad. You have some other stuff on the plate with you. I mean, it's nice. It's cooked exactly the way you want it at a restaurant. Are you going to have ketchup on it? And if you're sitting next to someone who does that, are you going to be kind of offended that they're putting ketchup
Mike's
on
gonna
that?
Mike's going to bust their chops. I tell you, Mike's going to give you his best stuff.
Yeah.
No. You know what? When it comes back, I'm very libertarian when it comes to people's choices for how they eat, how they live, how they do whatever. If you want to put ketchup on a steak that I otherwise wouldn't put ketchup on, I don't care what you do. Just don't get any of that ketchup near my steak.
Okay. We just had an incident here at a WQAM thing we did the other day.
We had one guy smother ketchup all over.
On a beautiful petite filet.
You know, Patrick Mahomes was on the Pardon My Take podcast a couple of weeks ago, and he said that when he goes out to a nice restaurant, he orders steak with ketchup, and the chef will come out and say, is there something wrong with it? No, you know, hey, I'm paying a lot of money for this steak. If I want to put ketchup on it, okay, damn it, I'm putting ketchup on it.
Okay. Good enough answer for me.
That's what a chef said today.
That's
right. Put whatever you want on
it. You're paying $75 for the filet. You should do whatever you want.
Whatever you want, exactly.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend. Thank you for that.
All right, see you, fellas.
All right, it's Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood.
That's a great way to do it, where the chef comes out and says, we've done something wrong with our steak. Is
there a problem with it? Is that why you're putting ketchup on?
No, I just put ketchup on. Mahomes does that?
Yeah, he's getting ready ketchup to get a guy.
$200 million.
He's going to have a lot of ketchup for that. Thank you, Mike, for joining us. Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Back here. God, you guys are, there's a conspiracy theory behind everybody. So
everybody.
Poor Jason Smith, executive chef at Steak 954. Everybody's saying he just said that. He didn't mean anything he said. He just came on as a PR piece. You put whatever you want, put ranch dressing, put ketchup. Like, we're just glad to have your business.
Can't do that.
It's not just him. It's everybody. It's every one of those steakhouses.
Of course it is. Like, no steakhouse is going to say,
hey, nobody's
get out.
Nobody's that busy 7 days a week. Friday and Saturday nights is a slam dunk.
Sure,
but,
sure.
Or, you know, Father's Day or something like that. But outside of that, or a birthday. Like, you need business. You're going to start running people off that can afford, first of all, that can afford to go to those places. And going, hey, you know, we don't want your business if you're going to put ketchup or ranch dressing, or you're asking for A1 sauce. We might as well throw A1 sauce in
here,
too.
Yeah, it's got to be in there, but I think A1 is more acceptable.
I grew up with A1 sauce. A1 sauce, another one that's been around forever.
But now, like we said, and we discussed it earlier and yesterday, a lot of these places now, like Shula's, like Peter Luger's. These
all got their own.
They all Burns. Like, you could go to the Publix now and buy their steak sauce that they sell in the restaurant or give you at the restaurant, because obviously a lot of people use it and there's demand for it. So,
Well, anyway, we'll check in here real quickly. We appreciate all the people that send text messages. I know sometimes you get frustrated, so you're wondering if we read them. We probably don't, but we're telling you throughout the day when you weren't listening, we read your text message, so we just kind of lie. The Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022.
Everything okay out there? I know you guys were discussing Donut Day.
Well, it's National Donut Day.
I'm not even going to tell you.
What, it's National Donut Day.
I'm not even going to tell you what he said to me, what Josh even said. He goes, did you get a donut today at Dunkin' Donuts? And I go, yeah, when I got a big coffee, they offered it. I said, I didn't realize why. I thought the lady was being nice, to be honest, but I took it. He goes, I didn't. All right, so what do you got?
I like my meat the way I like it.
So what do you got, Zach? What do you got coming
okay,
in?
Okay, let me read a couple of text messages here. I'm trying to get past it.
He goes. You get. I go. Yeah, I got a donut. He goes. I didn't.
I passed.
Is that what he said?
Passed. I like my meat the way I like it. I like my meat the way I like it.
We know meat didn't get the donut. So what do you got coming in?
56022 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line.
We all celebrated, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. Everyone had a donut today, right?
It's Donut Friday every Friday around here, man.
Yeah. No, but today's a special one because it's National
I was shocked
day.
To see you cave and eat one.
You did? Yeah, I don't.
Oh, I was hungry.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I did. I broke down.
Mm. Well, you're weird because you're like a health nut in the morning. Obviously, you don't eat well at home, but you're like a health nut in the morning, which is kind of weird.
You don't know anything about me. Stop. Go ahead, Zach.
Well, I mean, I'm guessing you don't sit at home and eat protein bars all day. I mean, I'm looking at you.
No, I eat protein bars in the morning.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Whatever. I'm done.
I know. Well, this is what happened. Look at the miserable. It's a rain cloud. That makes me feel better.
I like my meat the way I like it.
I'm trying.
Just read over them.
Okay.
Maybe you can stop, Hollywood. We're going to get your own show and you can play those.
Quickly, too, about Hollywood right away, just because I like reading this. Hollywood's a jackass, first one. Second one, is it me or is Hollywood the definition of being miserable? That's a great text.
I'm actually having a good laugh back here.
I do wonder sometimes what he's like around his wife. I do wonder that sometimes.
He's got to be different, right? There's nothing that wouldn't last.
He's very quiet when he goes out.
He's got to be Danny.
He's only
when he
a tough guy back
wife.
There behind that glass.
Yeah, because nothing could happen to him back
I
there.
I like my meat the way I like it.
Just loves that.
Loves it. It's going to be forever now, you know that. I swear to God now I'm going to be dreaming about one big steak chasing me for trying to put ketchup on it. Thanks, guys. He's going to have nightmares about ketchup and steak the rest of his life. My local Publix in Alabama sells Shula steak sauce. See, I told you, all these Publixes all around the...
I just thought it was a South Florida
thing. No. Because they have Luger's down here, too. I saw at my Publix, they have Peter Luger steak sauce. That's a New York steak sauce.
Because I have a story about Publix. Bill Farback, who used to run, who was the big boss of Publix in all the states, he was great about helping people out, like the players. He's a huge sports fan, so if players had products, they put them in. Reggie Roby, remember when Reggie Roby was doing his famous cookies?
Oh, really? No, I don't.
Was it cookies he was doing, or pretty sure it was cookies?
Wow.
Anyway,
he had them in Publix.
He tried to put them in there, but no. Reg was just terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't good. No, okay.
It wasn't good. Reg wasn't set up. God bless Reg. He's no
longer
with us.
A lot of celebs have like their stuff in Publixes and stuff like that. We were talking about it earlier. The hot sauce, Footy's hot sauce.
Footy's
been
hot
there for 100 years. Like
Footy's,
as long as I've known,
Footy's got that going. That's a power broker.
That
right
is,
there.
You're right. Someone asked, is Frito bringing in those crummy donuts to celebrate Donut Day? Like he did. Remember he brought in those dozen donuts and got torn apart for it? Hollywood tore him apart.
It is weird to see everybody's style of donut, what they like for donuts.
Yeah.
I just like the basic ones. Just chocolate regular. And glaze.
Yeah. That's, I mean, you could.
Remember those maple, when I was a kid, the squares, man, they were good. That was going back. Those were special.
I wonder if people are going to rip this guy for this because I kind of like this too. I like to eat my steak with the mashed potatoes in the same bite. Is that bad?
No, I do that too.
Yeah, that sounds good right now, actually.
Yeah, that's there. Nobody. Right. No, that's different, man.
How about this text? Joe, I'm going to a nice restaurant this weekend. I'm putting ketchup on my steak and I'm pulling a Dave Lamont. Bang on the table and we'll fight anyone at the staff who doesn't like it. That's it.
I see Dave sometimes, and we play that so much.
I know.
I'm about half. Yeah. I always feel bad when I see him. Like,
he's not.
I keep
that
waiting for him to go, are you ever? You know, Dave's done well. He does the ESPN stuff. I always wonder if Dave's not going to say, do you have to keep playing that? I'm like,
It's just too good of a soundbite, and I feel bad for Dave. I like Dave a lot, but it's just
Dave
way too
used
good
to have
a
lot of meltdowns, but I think he's taken care of. I think he's okay. He's doing a lot.
But
better.
That was the number one. I mean, you saw a lot of them. Didn't you throw like a mic in your face at one point?
He flipped around a mic and hit me in the head one day.
Yeah, I mean that's not hard, but like I understand that. That would probably push
I had
you
my
off.
Head down. I wasn't paying attention.
I just banged you in the head?
I learned to pay
that's
attention
fight.
With
that's
him.
A fight right
yeah,
there.
You know how yeah. these things, if I flipped it around.
Well, our don't talk about
no,
our
no,
mics.
No, but
they
these are how they
the
used
time.
To be. Yeah,
yeah
but if it was able to hold together, could whip around and
if you tried to throw that to hit me, I think the entire station would just fall apart. Someone said, I live in Tampa. I've been to Burns Steakhouse a couple times. By the way, great place. I know Hollywood's been there, too. I don't think they have a ketchup bottle there. That would be sacrilegious. Sir, you're wrong, because they definitely have a ketchup bottle there.
They got French fries.
They have a ketchup bottle.
Yep. There's nobody going to serve French fries, and they all have them at nice steak restaurants and not have ketchup.
Yep.
Heinz is here for life.
Yeah. Problem is Josh didn't pay for that steak. I'm assuming the company did. Correct, yes. Josh did not pay for that steak. He can do whatever he wants with it.
Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.